I want to tell you congratulations right now. 6-2 on the season. You know, and I don't want you to get a big head there, but Jerry and I were sitting there talking about that. You know, you guys are able to knock off Coffeyville next weekend. Looks like they gave Butler quite a tussle here tonight, too. I'm going to put you down as my coach of the year, and you don't have to pay me that $20 that you owe me either, though, but I'm going to toss it in there for you because I think that's the great job. You know, you go from 1 year ago, basically, to this week, from being over at Dodge City and really struggling over at Dodge City and giving up a loss over there, taking a loss and giving up a win at Dodge City, to 1 year today, huge difference of what's going on here, part of the coaching staff, and that, I say that's part of your job.
Well, you know, it's like anything else. You know, first of all, it's probably the only vote I'll get for Coach of the Year, and I appreciate it, and I'll give you the 20 when we get done. But, you know, and the thing is, when you make that compliment, it's not for me, it's for the coaching staff. I got a great staff. Those guys work long hours and work really, really hard. Great game plan out of Coach West. You know, we gave up some yards there at the end, but that's part of it. You know, you head, and I think we coasted. But, you know, the game plan, you know, last year, the things that they did to us, he made sure we took those things away tonight, and give him all the credit. And then also on defense, you know, with him and Coach Gibson, and also Coach Kelly. I mean, they got a good pass rush. The linebackers made a lot of checks tonight because they gave us a little more different formations than what we were expecting. But those guys did a great job. And then, you know, offensive staff. Coach Miller comes in here the first week in July. Coach Les comes in basically the first week of August, about 3 or 4 days before we started. Those guys got on the same page in a hurry, and I'm just blessed. Realistically, all I do is coach running backs, and every now and then decide we go for it on fourth down. If we, you know, most time when we go after a punt to block it, it's Coach Gibson's suggestion. And I trust those guys so much, usually I'm going to say yes. And I'm really fortunate to have those guys, and all the credit goes to them. And, you know, it's really a pleasure and an honor to have those guys work with. And they're a great group of guys, not only to work with, but to be around. I mean, we go do things a lot together because we enjoy one another. And if you think of how many hours that we do spend together, when we do have some time off, we're usually doing something together. Right. So all the credit goes to those guys.
You know what? You got to come in here and you've got to play the game that you're supposed to play. And it looks like Garden City played the game they were supposed to. You're supposed to come in here, I mean, honestly, and beat Dodge City. And you guys came in and did that. You got the game start off just like you did down at Highland. You go 90 yards down at Highland, score a touchdown. You go 75 yards, score a touchdown. Then the offense kind of goes away for a while because of Highland's pretty good defense. Also, some of the things that went on here. I'm real proud of the fact that you're able to keep up. You know, the offense still rolling and going, defense playing well. I understand that Dodge City is not as talented as Garden City, and maybe not as talented, obviously, as Highland. But the deal is that there's a job that you're supposed to do, offense and defense, and they did it tonight.
Well, you know, that's what I've been talking about all year. These guys, you know, they've done a great job of focusing. And I've said this, it seems like every time I step up here, and it's not just shop talk, it's the truth. Those guys really take them one game at a time. You know, and usually, you know, every time we play, they're not looking down the road. And it's really, to me, that's one of the hardest things it is to coaching is, you know, one, to motivate guys. And most time it's fairly easy because they motivate themselves. But the most important thing is for them to stay focused on what job is at hand. You know, it's hard not to look down the road to play the next team, you know, looking forward to play, you know, hoping to get another shot at Hutch or getting another shot at Butler. That's not what those guys are looking to. They're looking to play Coffeyville next week, just like back in the first season they worried about Independence. Then the next week they worried about Cisco. The next week they worried about Hutch. Next week they worried about Air Force. The next week they worried about Fort Scott and on down the road. And, you know, that's a tribute to the coaching staff of keeping them focused, but also the leadership that I talk a bunch about and the camaraderie we have. And that's the thing that I hate. These people really don't get to see that our guys on campus and in the locker room and in the dormitory where those guys want to be together all the time. And Coach Dr. Schwinder wanted all our guys to live in the dorm, you know, for a reason. And he said, I think you should make the athletes do it. And I said, Doc, I don't have to because my guys want to live together. And you take Raul Silva and also Ian Stone. Those guys moved into the dorm because they want to be around one another all the time. And that just, you know, those are things that people don't really get to see. This really enjoyment of coaching, you know, people get to see them out here for 3-4 hours every night or every afternoon, but they don't really get to see the true kids that we get to deal with every day. And I'm proud to have every one of them.
Do you keep a stat at all for drop passes? It just seems like, you know, that Nick Marshall might be right around the 75% because he's had a lot of guys in the numbers, but the ball goes down on the field.
Well, I'm sure you don't have to. I think our guys keep up with it. You know, it's like Raul last week had two drops, and I said, Raul, how many catches you have? And he said, Coach, I had two drops on how many catches I had. And that's something that's really good about our guys, that they're that unselfish about one another. You know, they don't talk about stats. They talk about the things, that ways they can get better. And that's why that we've, if you notice, we've gotten better every single week, because they go out and they compete against themselves. They're not worried about who we're playing, you know. And the one thing that we do talk a bunch about is only worry about things that you can control. Don't worry about anything else. Take care of yourself. You know, if you go out and you play the best game you possibly can, whether it's offense or defense, we'll be successful. And if everybody on the team goes out and does their very best job, then we'll win. And winning takes care of itself. And we don't ever talk about winning. We don't ever talk about, you know, who our next opponent is. We talk about ourselves and how we can make ourselves better.
Speaking with head coach here of the Garden City Bronkbusters, Jeff Tatum. You know, I want to say this, too, and I want to give a shout-out to the Garden City fans that showed up here. There's a lot of things that go on here during the weekends here for the Garden City area, and not just Garden City, but around the surrounding area, too. But, again, another nice crowd. We haven't sold it out yet, but another nice crowd. I hope a sellout next week versus Coffeyville. This is a big game to me. Like I said, it's not just to go in there and just say, okay, well, this is for the third and fourth spot here in the Jayhawk. It's for continue on winning, but also carry that winning on into the playoffs.
Well, you know, and I hope people do come out, because, you know, I kind of compare junior college football to minor league baseball. You know, when I was living in Georgia, we'd go and watch the Macon Braves. Well, guess who was playing third base for the Macon Braves when I first moved there? Chipper Jones. And I was able to see him play, you know, when nobody really knew. They knew he was a first-round draft choice. And that's kind of the way it is out here, you know. Like last year, you had Chaz Nelson that was here, is playing for Oklahoma now. There's a receiver that played at Hutch that was out here last year that everybody in America is talking about. And then you talk about Maurice Couch, who's playing at Tennessee. And people don't realize the type of players that are out here. And it's a chance for your children to get to know guys that someday are going to be playing on national television. And you'll be surprised how many people come up and say, hey, you know, I knew so-and-so back when he was, you know, just an average football player. Or he was playing at Garden City, and how he's grown up and that kind of stuff. And the people in the community, and I think this is what's great about Garden City is the people here take pride in it. You know, there's no telling how many people have come up to me and said, hey, I helped Corey Jenkins when he was here grow up, and he goes and plays at South Carolina and goes on and plays in the NFL. Phil Luholtz came here, and I had an influence on him, and he's gone on. And what people don't realize is those guys do remember coming to Garden City. They talk about people as if they played here last season. And people in Garden City don't realize how much of an influence they are on these young men.